are all brothers and sisters. We are all brothers and sisters. In the book of Mark, there's an interesting story about the family of Jesus. It's really not about his family, but it alludes to his family life, what it was like, and what it was like being in that family. It begins with a story about how the miraculous works of Jesus are being represented as trickery or magic. There are detractors who are going around characterizing him as a charlatan, as some sort of magician. And there are even folks who are saying he's lost his mind, he's going crazy, all because he's performing miracles. And in the end, his family didn't know how to take this. You know how families are. You know how families can be. We all have family members or know of people in families with whom we raise a cautious, suspicious eye. You know those folks who present questionable behavior. I'll let you categorize it as you choose. But you get a sense of what I'm talking about. Because these are folks who are subject to a different sort of scrutiny, a different kind of judgment. And in truth, we all have family members who provide challenging relationships, shall we say. And while we may not mean to, we do treat them differently. With some, we walk on eggshells around them, and with others, we absolutely take the opportunity to avoid being with them. As often as we hear the term dysfunctional family, rarely do we hear people apply it to their own situations. And when we do, it's with a heavy heart or a cautioned eye or a judgment. When someone says, well, I come from a dysfunctional family, and yada, yada, we hold our breath anticipating what could come next after that. To self-describe one as coming from such a condition in and of itself is a challenge, problematic, concern. But it's interesting that we rarely hear that, and when we do, we have this opinion about it. And yet, we have judgments about other families that, in fact, are that. And if the truth be told, we all come from dysfunctional families, but rarely do we own our dysfunction. Well, anyway, the crowd that was around Jesus, they were judging him, assessing him, and saying, you know, his family should do something about this kid. They should bring him home or contain him in some way. And somebody should talk to his brother, his mother, his sister. Somebody should talk to his family to manage this young man. He's out of control. And then Jesus said, who is my family? Who is my brother, my sister, my mother? Jesus was challenging the group in the context of blood relationships, basically saying, just because of blood, does that in fact make them my family? Just because of blood, does that make them our family? Admittedly, we do have closer relationships with our blood relatives. However, it is often at the expense of having powerful relationships with others. We have strained relationships inside of our families and often, sometimes, stronger relationships outside. And we can see where blood relationships provide more deferential treatment, more love, consideration, compassion than others. But what would it be like if we were to extend that deferential treatment beyond our bloodlines? What if we were to actually embrace society as family? I think that's the point that Jesus was making. I think the point he was making, as long as we pit ourselves one against another, we will never be able to come together in harmony. And that's what we do. We use those lines of family demarcation to keep us apart and separate. Now, what's interesting is that this is the scripture from which that line that Abraham Lincoln used in one of his speeches, you know, that line that says, "A house divided against itself cannot stand." And it's interesting that we're seeing that played out today. A house divided against itself cannot stand. We operate as if there's no awareness that we are all one family. It may sound like a trite statement that we're all one family, but because we don't consider operating in society that way, we are, in fact, a house divided against itself. And we can see the negative impact when leadership takes preference over bloodlines rather than larger global societal family lines. It has an impact. It has a cost. Because we don't see him or her as brother or sister or mother or relative. It has an impact. There is no operating awareness that we are, in fact, all one family. And it's more than a trite statement. It's actually the truth of our experience in life. We think it's miraculous when someone pulls over a car to help someone else on the side of the road that's broken down and in trouble, and we think that's miraculous. But isn't that something a brother or a sister or a family member would do for another? But yet we consider it unusual, out of the norm, extraordinary. It's curious that that's not just the way life is. And it's not until we begin to realize that that man or woman being brutalized by a cop or someone else is actually your brother or sister. It's not until we realize that it's your sister who might be falling victim to some sort of form of gender bias. It's not until we realize that the preferential treatment or the bias against is not necessarily just about that person. It is about us as a society. That we are, in fact, divided against ourselves, pretending that one is better than the other, one is right, the other's wrong. One is not my blood, so therefore not my responsibility. A house divided against itself. So until we come to that realization, we are doomed to perpetuate this condition of being a house divided. We cut off the possibility for any form of recovery and healing. We erase the lines of a pathway to wholeness, to recovery, to healing, to love. And perhaps, just perhaps, I would offer for your consideration that there may be a new viral statement to put out there, a new hashtag. A hashtag to actually forward this thinking about becoming aware of the community of the world within which we operate. And that hashtag might be hashtag we too. We too need healing. Hashtag we too need recovery. Hashtag we too need to be whole and complete. We too need compassion. Hashtag we too need each other. God bless.